we do not talk over bells because we respect bells. It's Crunch Exchange time. Welcome back to the final segment on a Wednesday. Crunch Exchange means I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He is going to tell us if he is buying or selling the story or the prospectus from those stories. Whatever. Also a pinning option. He sometimes uses it. LeVar Ball. Just kidding. I don't have anything from him. Psych! But I do want to start in the NBA because the Celtics-Cavs series, while it has been kind of a snoozer on the court, has been full of drama. One instance is one of the best players being forced to sit out the rest of it in Isaiah Thomas. Now, the Celtics are probably going to lose the series, but Boston should be okay because they happen to have the number one pick in the draft. Reports this week said Thomas reached out to Markelle Fultz about playing together. After all, both of them went to Washington, and they already have a relationship based on that. But Ryan Phillips of The Big Lead doesn't see it that way. He wrote that the Celtics should trade Thomas and draft Fultz because they both play the same position, and the trade value for a guy like Thomas could land them someone such as an elite big man, which is rare in this day and age. The prospectus, you buy or sell the Celtics should try to trade their best player, Thomas.
I totally sell that. It actually doesn't make any sense. There's no guarantee that Fultz comes in and is an NBA all second, third team point guard who's got them where they are now.
To sell. Staying in the NBA and that series, LeBron James had a bad game in the Cavs Game 3 loss. LeBron James earlier this week scored 11 points. Wasn't his normal self. He blew up at a reporter after the game, got into an altercation with a fan after the game, was a general curmudgeon to everybody he interacted with. He came out, scored 34 points to go along with 5 boards, 6 assists last night, so he kind of made up for it, most of those in the fourth quarter. But Richard Jefferson, when asked about LeBron's Game 3 performance and attitude, chalked it up to LeBron being sick. He said Darren Williams missed a shoot-around because he was dealing with a bug, and that he thinks LeBron was dealing with that as well, saying that's the cause for him seemingly having no energy and being a jerk to everybody. Sure seemed fine last night, so it raises some eyebrows. The prospectus, you buy or sell what Jefferson is offering, that LeBron was sick for Game 3.
Well, you could catch a bug and be a totally different person 48 hours later. And I don't think he was a jerk to everybody. I think the fan was a jackass, and he was joking around with the reporter, but everybody holds James for some reason to a different level of scrutiny. So it's kind of strange because he might have had a bug, but we've seen guys play sick. I mean, obviously, in a legendary fashion, Michael did it. I just think he had a crappy game, so I don't even think there's a need to try and buy or sell, so I'm selling all of it.
Did LeBron just need to have a Snickers or something?
Yeah.
All right.
You're crappy when you're hungry.
Former Oregon running back Thomas Tyner made a big announcement this week that he will return to the gridiron and play not for the Ducks, but for Oregon State this fall. Tyner medically retired following the 2014 season due to nagging shoulder issues that required surgery. And that's the last we heard of him since then. But this week, he said he's fully healed up and ready to give football one more shot. And OSU obviously welcomed him with open arms. By the way, he can't go back to Oregon per NCAA rule, so that was never an option. Tyner, the best high school running back in Oregon State history. It isn't even close. He was a bona fide five-star out of Aloha, flashed major things before injuries ended his time here. That said, he hasn't played organized football in over 2 years, and who knows what his workout routine has been on his own, but OSU loves to feature the running game. So, the prospectus, Thomas Tyner has a big season for the Beavs this year.
Boy, I want to say pending, but after not playing for 2 full years, he's announced he's coming back. We don't know what kind of shape he's in. So to say he's all of a sudden going to have a big season, I would say the same thing if he were coming back to Oregon. I'd be like, it's asking an awful lot, so I think it's a natural sell.
Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a deal with Nike that is going to pay him a pillow full of Skrilla, highest paying shoe deal in NFL history to the tune of $48 million over 8 years, which, if we're honest, is pretty ambitious for the length of an NFL career at that position. But who are we to tell Nike what to do with their money? In terms of marketing, this seems like a home run for Nike because ODBJ's personality and unique style on and off the field. And the numbers seem to support the move too. Third in the NFL in yards, had 10 touchdowns last season. but not sure many would call him the best wideout. Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant probably be ranked ahead of him if you ask most fans. So here's the prospectus. Odell Beckham Jr. deserves to have the biggest shoe deal in the NFL.
He's not the best receiver, but in a case like this, you see guys get national gigs, be it commercials or speaking engagements. It's who's the most charismatic, and in a lot of cases, who a lot of the young people are paying attention to. And I don't think there's anybody even close to OBJ right now. I mean, you hear out-of-market guys, Gottlieb's son, who's your favorite player? OBJ. Who's your favorite, your kid's favorite player? OBJ. With the gloves and the one-handed catch and funky hair and the attitude and the attention to social media, I don't even think it's almost kind of a no-brainer. He's getting that money because they're going ka-ching, they're seeing their angle, so I'm going to buy that.
NFL celebrations back. Apparently Roger Goodell, who has never been or, you know, who has never been to or done a fun thing in his life, there we go, is set to inform NFL owners that the league is going to reverse course on its decision to ban team celebrations, prop celebrations, and going to the ground celebrations. So the worm will be back in the fold, by the way, guys, which is awesome. Players will be able to hit the ball off a tee like Ocho Cinco did back in the day. The no fun league might go back to being the somewhat fun league, so that's cool. Marvin Lewis doesn't think so, putting the fact that he literally signs criminals to play football every offseason aside. His point is that things were finally steady in regards to the rules, and that changing it now and allowing more outlandish stuff to slip by sets a bad example for what they try to sell the kids. The prospectus, the NFL changing its rules is a smart move.
I think that's an easy sell. The last year was ridiculous. Snow angels you're going to penalize a guy for? Come on, don't be idiots.
So the NFL changing its rules is a smart move.
I'm buying the prospectus. I'm buying it.
USC did something it has never done before in the history of the world, and that is selling the naming rights to the LA Memorial Coliseum, where USC and the Rams play their football. They have agreed to a 15-year deal with United Airlines for $70 million. And I said history of the world, but it's actually true. Since it opens its doors in 1923, the building has been called the LA Memorial Coliseum and nothing else. But back in 2013, USC regained day-to-day operations of the stadium. In 2015, retained Fox Sports to broker a deal for naming rights in an effort to raise money to maintain and update the stadium. This would certainly do that, as it's the biggest college naming rights deal since Washington inked with Alaska Airlines in 2015. But this is the Coliseum, man. The prospectus, selling the naming rights is a good move for USC.
It's all about revenue. At a certain point, does it matter what the name of the stadium is? I mean, if somebody says it's now going to be AT&T Yankee Stadium, I'd be like, and when I'm sitting there, am I going to notice anything different? No. So I guess it's wise. Follow the money. Buy it.